once again, here we go, looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, 15th of January, 2025. My name's Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
My turn to kick off today with our looking back. We're in the lower ground floor area of the Gawler Civic Centre, which is always a pleasant place to be on a recording day. 150 years ago, New Year's Day larrikinism. I don't think much has changed, has it, in 150 years? A contribution drew a comparison between Gawler and Clare and other northern townships with reference to the absurd nuisance of chalking 1875 on doors and windows and converting New Year's Day into an annual nuisance. The mayor very considerately gave his attention to the subject, and the police constables and troopers, together with the corporation men, succeeded in preventing any display of mischief and in preserving the peace of the town, which was as tranquil as on a Sunday. Far different appears to have been the case on that day at Clare, where one individual had his property damaged to the extent of £20 value, while that of others was seriously injured. I think the worst that happens now is that people paint, well, they used to paint the New Year on the roads. Every year on after New Year's, you'd drive along and someone would have written, you know, the New Year date. Maybe that helps us understand what the year is. I don't know whether that happens anymore, but
no,
it's
I haven't seen it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've never seen the chalking or writing of the year. But I guess in chalk it's going to rub off.
Yeah, yeah, mostly.
Yeah.
But it used to happen on the bitumen roads, you know, someone would write across. Right. Happy New Year, you know. Okay, it was a dare probably.
Probably. So, on to 100 years ago, larrikin's joyride. I like the use of the word larrikin.
I love that word.
Yes, it's great, isn't it?
We've got larrikinism, in the previous headline.
Yes, that's right. It's such a word of the time. It's such a
An Australian word, really, isn't it?
Yes, it was a very Australian word. And one that's lost, I think.
Yeah.
Another forgotten word. So, larrikin's joyride. Several of Port Adelaide's boisterous spirits visited Gawler South last Sunday evening in a motor car, and the din they made and the damage they caused to shop and other windows and gardens will be remembered by several citizens for some time to come. Careering around the town at an excessive speed, they gave vent to their feelings by hurling road metal and green fruit through shop and house windows and onto the roofs of homes. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, again, people haven't changed, have they?
No. I don't know. I don't think people as badly behaved now as they were then, actually, reading.
We probably hear more about it now, don't we? Because of social media. Although you see the burnouts on roads that...
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway. 50 years ago, new centre plan. A public meeting to discuss redevelopment of the Gawler Town Centre will be held. The meeting is being held to obtain local reaction to suggestions by a firm of town planners. The firm has been commissioned by Gawler Town Council to formulate a planning policy for the town centre. Parking and traffic, the extent of commercial development, pedestrian circulation and landscaping are included in the study. Now, I think that's the PACPOI study, which is what I just was filing last week onto the library system.
Is that the one that was advocating demolishing the entire town centre, or am I thinking of something different? I know there was a radical town plan. I don't remember if it was for Gawler or for Adelaide that would have just demolished all the old buildings.
It's probably similar to the one that wanted all the verandas removed.
Oh, yes, back in...
Well, that happened, didn't it? Back in the 80s, 70s or 80s, all the verandas
got... That's my father's big claim to fame in Ballarat. He got rid of all the shop verandas in Ballarat.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What?
And then, of course, in the late 90s, they got the Area of Heritage and they put them all back and it transformed the street. Those verandas without the veranda posts, so ugly.
I watched a TV last night about cheap old houses, American program, and I love watching those home reno programs. And they had this house and it had a big veranda out the front. Obviously wasn't original to the house. So in doing it up, They removed it, and I'm thinking,
no.
Oh, it looks so bare without the veranda. Yes. And they said, oh, well, we can see where the original veranda was, and maybe in the future they'll be able to afford to put one back. And I'm thinking, why didn't you leave the one that was there to protect the front door? That's why you have verandas. And it's like, okay, fine. Sometimes I think they're bits of Philistines, some of these people.
Yes, sounds like it. I was very happy to see the veranda posts being put back.
Yes. Yeah, did they go to the old style with the eyelash
yes.
and the...
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. They did.
Yeah,
they,
the bullnose and eyelash.
Yeah, yeah, they tried to repair the heritage look that had been destroyed in the 70s by my father.
Let's not talk about it.
So, 25 years ago, Muriel, our Citizen of the Year... Top women's bowler and tireless community worker, Muriel Marsh is Gawler's Australia Day Citizen of the Year. Gawler Mayor Dr. Bruce Eastick said Mrs. Marsh had a wonderful record of service to the Gawler Women's Bowling Club and other groups. Mrs. Marsh joined the club in 1959. She has been the secretary for the past 31 years and served 7 years as treasurer before that. On top of being secretary, she is the buyer for the catering, is the chairman of selectors and a top division skipper. Mm. 31 years as secretary.
She was a fierce woman.
She is.
Yes, yes. Anyway, you knew when she was around. 10 years ago, moment the crisis ended, One Tree Hill Country Fire Service Captain Thomas Walsh was shaking hands with South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill when he felt the raindrops pelting down last Wednesday. It was almost perfectly timed, he recalled. Mr. Walsh was monitoring the stretch of fire ground from One Tree Hill to Kersbrook when Mr. Weatherill was touring the fire-affected areas of the Mount Lofty Ranges last week. We were getting a couple of drips on the way up to the top of Frank Barker Road. We got out of the car. We shook hands and it started coming in pretty hard, he said. I've been running on adrenaline for the last few days up until Wednesday, and as soon as the rains came, it was just a relaxing feeling. How often does that happen?
Yeah.
And aren't we praying for that to happen in Los Angeles?
Oh, yes.
I just, it beggars belief that there's whole suburbs
that have
been wiped out.
Yeah.
And they're saying a lot of it's, not a lot of it, but one of the contributing factors is the materials used in building. There's so many...
Because they use timber?
Well, not just timber, but there's so many synthetic materials that burn, like materials that burn so easily. So, but I think once it got in there and took hold, there was no stopping it with the wind behind it.
Yeah.
Burnt right down to the water's edge. That's just horrifying. There's no other word for it but horrifying.
No, it's completely horrifying.
Well, that's it for this week.
Yes, until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette, happy listening.
Happy listening. For all life's life.